Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Coming at you on the Chris Miles Money Show, showing you how to free up cash today, how to live your life freely. You'll have more freedom, more cash, and more prosperity today, not just 30 or 40 years from now. So I'm excited this morning because this is going to be a fun show. One, I'm excited because hopefully you're going to hear me a little bit more clearly than you usually do. And then secondly, because we're going to be talking about how to make money without money, which is an awesome, awesome topic. I don't care if you feel like you're broke or if you make good money, but you just say, hey, you know, I would love to be able to know how to make more with less resources, right? How can I make more with less? And that's what it's all about. That's what's the fun part of this. So we're going to show you and talk about today about how to make money without money. You know, before we do so, I just want to do another little shout out. You know, make sure you go visit our site at www.moneyripples.com. That's MoneyRipples.com. You know, check out our free resources, blogs, podcasts. Well, obviously we got podcasts now. You know, check out all those free resources, events, things like that we have coming up. Check us out. You know, and stay tuned and keep a and keep track of what's going on, because there's always something fun going on typically. So anyways, it's great stuff. If you haven't listened to previous shows, I recommend you do so. In fact, as of this last week, end of last week, we are now officially on iTunes. So you can now download this. You can download all previous shows, and there's a lot of great shows that you definitely want to check out and be a part of. And if you've noticed, a lot of these shows actually have done as a purpose of actually writing a book. And so a lot of these topics I'm picking out are kind of like subheadings or chapters and things like that I'm actually putting into a new book that I'm creating. So because I'm the kind of guy that's ambitiously lazy, I don't like to have to work harder than I have to. I'm actually trying to do this so I can then transcribe it and create material out of it so I don't have to go and write from scratch necessarily. So that's why I'm doing this. So let's get into this. Let's talk about how to make money without money. Now, the first thing I want you to understand is when it comes to making money without money is that you have to get rid of the belief that it does take money to make money. So many people will tell me, they'll say, Chris, I would love to make more money, but I don't have any money. So how do I go about doing this? I've been, and I don't blame you one bit for thinking that way. Most people teach you, especially those that want your money, they teach you that it takes money to make money. Banks are great at this, right? I mean, most financial institutions, financial advisors, and banks, they'll pretty much try to convince you that you got to save up this indeterminable amount of cash, and then from that money, you'll make X amount of dollars, or you hope to make an X percent of money. And so you're always taught to live off the interest. But again, like if you look at what banks actually do, and we talked about this in previous shows about those rules of the bank and how they work, if you look at what banks actually do, they don't actually have they have money, but they have to keep it tied up. So, for example, I mean, there's a lot of banks will have to keep, several million dollars in a bond to be able to even create their first branch, to even create an institution. And so when they do that, they have to keep it locked up. So where do they get their money from? Well, of course, they get it from you and I, right? They get it from other people. The first thing they start doing, they open their doors, maybe even before they open their doors, is, hey, we're looking to take deposits. Loving to pay a great introductory rate right now. And so they'll try to get people in to give them money, and then they can start the ball rolling. Now, in that case, they do use money, but they use other people's money. And so that's always a great way to be able to make money without money is if one great question to ask is, if I don't have the money, then who does? If I don't have the money, then who does? And how can I make it in their best interest to be able to have that money, to be able to make this a win-win for them so I can actually go and create more with it. Oftentimes that's where bank loans can come into play, right? Many people will say, ugh, bank loans are horrible. Like, I don't want to get into debt. Okay, well, you don't have to. But way or the other, if it would cost you millions of dollars in your business by not getting that bank loan, why wouldn't you do it? Even if it was like a $10,000 or $20,000, $25,000 bank loan you're trying to get from the bank, that's all you're trying to get. And if that cost you even $100,000, I'm pretty sure that the interest you pay on that money, even if you pay the minimum payments forever, would not exceed $75,000 from a $25,000 loan. It just won't happen. So what kind of stewardship are you missing out on because you're not willing to do that? Now, that's one way to make money with other people's money. Maybe you don't have the money, but you're still using money. And this is in particular cases where you need that kind of thing as well. Now, the two areas I'm going to focus on especially to be able to make money without money are these. Is one, how do we actually start to create money without money using our mind, you know, using our ideas or mental capital? And then two, how do we start making money from our social relationships that we have, or relationship capital, or social capital, as some people will call it? Those are the two areas. Your ideas and your relationships are the two key areas that I've learned specifically how to make money without money. Now, before I really dig into these, I want you to see how you've actually already used these in your life. Now, many people say, well, Chris, create something new and I've never done it before. I've never experienced it before. Well, easy. Look back in your life when you have, because I bet you have, and you just didn't know it. For example, how many of you were broke either high school or college students? You know, probably all of us, right? I mean, most of us weren't raised with a silver spoon in our mouth where money was just readily available and we just had tons of it coming in. Most of us usually had to work hard to be able to get the money that we have today. Well, then how do we even have any money? If we didn't have money back then, how did it take money to make money? Because obviously, even if you're a broke high school or college student, you are here today. You've survived. Congratulations, right? And on top of that, you're probably more prosperous today than you were then. You're probably making more money today than you were back then. So obviously, it didn't take money to make money. And the thing you want to look at, I'd like to compare it to this, is look at your personal resume. I'm not just talking about the resume you give an employer, but I'm talking about the resume of your life. That resume of the same kind of things you might put on a resume for an employer. For example, you might put on something like, you would say your experience, right? Here's my past experience. Here's what I've done in the past. Or you might say, okay, well, not only my past experience, but I've also got things such as like my education, right? Maybe you got some education or training. You know, it doesn't have to be college education necessarily, but it could be some sort of training to make you better at what you're doing. Maybe you got some real life experience from that, some real wisdom that came from that, not just knowledge, but wisdom. How about different talents or strengths that you have? Things that might seem unrelated, but they still make who you are. Do you have very unique talents or strengths? Are you a good listener? It's so funny how people will say, well, Chris, how do I make money being a good listener? I mean, everybody tells me I'm a good listener. How do I make money doing that? Become a psychologist? And I'll say, no, that's not necessarily, because in anywhere, in life or in business, how valuable is a good listener? How valuable is that? It's invaluable, right? A good listener can oftentimes be the best salesperson. A good listener can be the best business owner because they get the best idea from those people because they're willing to listen. You know, there's all kinds of ways to use listening to prosper and become more wealthy. And that's just one thing. I mean, that's one talent you might have of many. So what are all those talents that you have? You know, and then the other part that you'll put on there too is after you put on all those things, and maybe you put in some passions or hobbies and things like that, everything that makes up who you are, then on top of that, you're going to put references, right? You're going to put on those relationships, those people that you have personal credit with. Those people that say, yes, absolutely, this person is amazing, and here's why they're amazing. Or you know what? This person would call me up at 3 a.m., broken down on the side of the road, I would go pick them up. Like those kind of relationships, right? That's the kind of wealth that you have. It's a personal resume. And that resume works everywhere. Not just to get a job, although I could definitely help you a lot. But more importantly, is it's more all about, like I always tell people, and you've heard me say on the show time and time again, if you want to make more money, you have to find more ways to serve more people. It's only through service, it's through solving problems for people, giving them something that they don't already have, providing some sort of value that they want to pay you money. So if you want to make more money, the secret is not just having more money. Having more money doesn't mean that it creates value for anybody. The only reason you would think that is because some institution is going to tell you, hey, give us your money so we can make a lot more off of you, and then we'll pay you the table scraps. We'll let you pick up the crumbs off the floor. That's kind of what they're doing, right? But no, you're saying, no, how can I go and be that person? Let's, you know, in a lot of ways, let's cut out the middleman. If we want to make more income, cut out the middleman and become that investment. Become that very person that's able to go and create value, to solve problems, to serve people in a way where they want to exchange money to get that value in return. That is the key. That is the real way to creating wealth. So, ideas. Here's the key one. Mental capital. What are some ideas that you have? Here's good questions to ask yourself that will help with this. Number one, what are things that people keep asking me for? What are things people keep asking me for? Things that they keep asking me to do? Do you ever get asked the question, hey, can I pick your brain for a minute? Any of you guys ever heard that before? Hey, can I pick your brain for a minute? I know I have. I get that asked a lot, and that's one way you actually know for sure that you're definitely going to be asked or be able to offer some sort of value. If somebody asks, can I pick your brain for a minute, and especially if it's the same question over and over, in my life I call that get a clue. That means, what can I do right now? What can I do to make that happen? Because obviously people want that from me, so how can I keep giving it to them? And so this is where actually listening does pay off. And so, where do they keep asking you to help, ask you for knowledge or information? Do they ask you to do something for them? Is somebody always asking you to do something? It's kind of funny. In the book 3 Feet from, or not 3 Feet from Gold, another great book too. There's a book called Acres of Diamonds. In fact, it's a very short book. It's more of a talk than anything. Each given by Russell Conwell, who's the founder of Temple University, and he gives an example of a merchant. Actually, he was talking about himself when he was a young teenage boy. He said for him, you have to understand, he was raised during the late 1800s, passed away, I think it was 1917. So this is a man that's passed away about 100 years ago, but the principles still ring true today. He talked about the best way to learn how to create wealth and create those acres of diamonds, so to speak. He said, is to basically run a general store. Run a general store where pretty much you're just offering all kinds of products and services, and especially products to people. And so he'd have farmers come in, and when his dad would leave him in charge of the shop, they would say, hey, do you have this? He'd say, no, we don't. And then he'd go whistling, as he says, go on whistling a merry tune. Then another person would come in and say, hey, do you have the same item? No, I don't. Why does everybody keep asking me that? No, I told the last person, we don't have it. Third person comes in, asks the same thing, do you have this item? Why do people keep asking me this? No, of course we don't have this. You see in the store? Do you see it anywhere? No, we don't have it. And he said if he were really smart, he would have, after the first person asked for it, he would have said, no, I don't, but let me find a way to get it and then start offering it. He said that's like money that he was stepping over like crazy that as a teenager he didn't realize. And many of us do the same thing, that we have so many ideas, so many things we offer. People ask us for help for things. And maybe they don't even know what to ask us. Maybe that you haven't told them. But maybe you've had some unique experience that allows you to do what you're doing every day. Maybe you've got some unique knowledge or skills or a way to solve a problem. I mean, it's amazing how life can teach us the best lessons to help other and serve other people. I truly believe that in life there are no accidents. None. I believe that everything happens for a reason. Whether you interpret it as being good or bad, I think there's always something to learn from it, always. And, when it comes to this specifically, like for me, what really helped launch Money Ripples, I was working with another company at the time, and back in end of 2007, we started to realize we were in trouble. Money was getting tighter. We couldn't get money out of real estate for ourselves personally. A lot of people that we were dealing with were in real estate investing, so when real estate investors couldn't get money, we didn't get paid, right? And so we had this difficult time of trying to find money, and this went into 2008 and then even into 2009. Excuse me. So we did this, and as we did, what was really interesting is that, I was having to figure out how to solve my own problems. I was figuring out how to get out of my own cash crunch because I had no money. This is how making money without money really became a big thing for me because I didn't have any. I maxed out my lines of credit. I lost all my savings by that point. I had no equity in my properties because they became upside down. In fact, that's where I talked about with people where I went from millionaire to upside down millionaire and being in the hole about $15,000, $16,000 a month. And so I had to figure out how to get creative and get out of that hole. I didn't expect anybody else to do it for me. I knew there would be no government bailout. I just knew that I had to get out of it, and I didn't want to have to file for bankruptcy. And that was a really Yeah. So there was times I was wondering, I'm like, man, am I taking the harder path? And the answer was, yes, you are. Definitely taking the harder path for sure. And so I didn't file for bankruptcy, but I tried to figure out how I'm going to dig out of this hole. And I realized that when I was out of money, you know, and I was stripped of even, and eventually, I mean, not everything that I had, but we sold off a ton of assets, got rid of a $750,000 home, you know, a lot of things, you know, kept a few things, but for the most part, we sold off a good chunk of our assets just to be able to make ends meet. And I realized at that time, I said, man, what do I have that's really of value? Because I used to hide behind those things, right? I used to think that those things made me valuable. And so eventually I realized when everything was stripped away, that's when I had everything to work with. That's when I realized where the real wealth was. It was still within me. And at the same time that I was dealing with this stuff, and I felt like I actually experienced a lot of the economic downturn before most people did. Just like a lot of people that did deal with real estate, they felt it faster than most people did. And so I actually said, all right, well, you know, this has been fun for me. And so I had to start getting really creative for my own life. But then I started hearing questions from people saying, Chris, I would love to hire you, but you know what? Honestly, I don't know where to get the money. I don't have the money. I don't even have the money to pay you. And I remember just thinking, I know you're better off financially than I am. I bet you I could find the money. And so I started to have people, I said, you know what? Tell you what, show me what you've got and let me see it. And so I'd start to, you know, we started to create some things. One of my friends, Dale Clark, and I, we actually got together. I said, Dale, I know very little about doing Excel spreadsheets. Can you help me create something like this? And so we started off creating a very rudimentary looking type of a tracker, like a monthly tracker. So we did that at first, and it was really ugly. I mean, even worse than what I have today. We still use Excel spreadsheet, but it's way, way prettier than it used to be. And so we used to send people that, and then we said, well, we got to look at assets and liabilities. We got to look at their balance sheet and that sort of thing. We started to do that as well. And it was interesting because during this period of time, I started to realize, I'm like, there's some ideas I can give them. And so I started to really find some things. And in fact, I remember one morning, it was September of 2008. I remember going to a church meeting and everybody said, you know, we did a challenge in our neighborhood. Say, hey, can everybody build up, I think it was 3 months, no, 2 months of savings. No, yeah. Yeah, 2 months of savings, 3 months of food storage, and 2 weeks of water supply. And they said, you got 2.5 months to do it. And I remember right after everybody said amen, then all of a sudden people started saying, yeah, but this is hard. I can't rub two nickels together. And I remember thinking the same thing. And it drove me nuts for a week. And finally it woke me up early one morning, about 4 a.m. So I went out for a run. I was going out for a run. And I remember that question was still burning in my mind, driving me nuts, because I knew they were a better situation than I was. And then all of a sudden, as I was out there, I just said, you know what? I bet you I can find the money. Here's to find the money. And I remember these ideas started just popping into my head like a download. And I said, holy cow, I gotta get home. And so I ran home. This is about 5 a.m., got on my computer, typed for about a half hour straight, typed about a dozen to 14 points. I can't remember exactly. I got to look at it again. I still have the original copy of it. But I just typed out all these points. And after half an hour, I looked at it and said, wow, cool. And I even quoted Christian scriptures and things like that just to back up my topic here. And I realized this is pretty amazing. And eventually over time, I didn't know what to do with it at the time. I had no clue. I said, this is neat. I don't know what to do with it. Plus, it's a little bit religious in nature, so I can't use this with everybody. But I've got something I know is valuable. I just don't know how to use it necessarily. And so that's where I started practicing using it on people. And eventually I started creating things like the cash flow index and how to know what debts to pay off first. That actually happened with me playing the cash flow game, you know, Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow 202 game. When I started to see how that related to my real life, all of a sudden I realized, oh, here's how I find the best rate of return of paying off my debt and things like that. And all these kind of things based all on cash flow. And all this started to come together, and it came together right about the summer of 2009. It really felt like it was starting to gel together. And that's when we're going through a real low. I mean, most people left the company that we're a part of. There's only a few of us left. But again, that faith just kept us moving forward. And finally, September 2009, the business just took off. It exploded. We got some key relationships that we had involved with us. And next thing we know, everything got big. Everything just, I mean, it went from, you know, trying to weasel out, you know, a matter of hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in the business to now making millions. And a big part of that was because the cash flow process was introduced, which is now what I've based the whole thing on Money Ripples. In fact, everything is pretty much based upon my own experiences, my real life experience, not just book smarts, but really what I've experienced myself. If I haven't experienced it, if I don't understand it, I don't teach it, plain and simple. That's why you see I'll stick with certain topics in business and money, and even then I don't cover everything in business, you know, because I believe there's still a lot that I'm learning and will continue to learn forever. And so I build upon that, and that's the key, is that when you have your ideas, you know, how can you take those ideas and use it in a way that serves people? How does it answer a question that they're asking? Right now, today, there's more problems than ever, that people need solved. So how can you use those ideas in a way that's going to actually want them to exchange money with you? And the great thing is, a lot of times it's free. You know, I'll get some people, they'll say, okay, Chris, I want to start being a coach, for example. They'll say, like, I want to start coaching people. How do I get started? Well, first thing you do is you take out a piece of paper, draw a line right down the middle vertically, and on one side you say what you're going to give them, and on the other side you write a price. That's how you start. And in most cases, when it deals with education and knowledge and things like that, it requires no real money out of pocket, does it? And so that's the beautiful thing, is that a lot of times you can offer things of value. It could be your labor, your service. How can you serve people in a way that they want to pay you money? And it's got to, and that's a beautiful thing. When you start to believe truly that anything in business, whether you're working for a company, the great thing is when you work for a company, it's no different what I'm talking about here. I mean, you are offering a service. The better your resume looks, the more they want to pay you, right? No different with being a business owner too. The more that you're able to become valuable to other people, in fact, the more you can become invaluable to people, the more that you become more indispensable to the point where people want you in their lives, that they're better off with you in their lives than without you, that's when you know that making money is going to be a lot easier. So that's what you got to figure out. That's the ideas. And then the second thing is relationships. This one is critical because you can't just be knowledgeable. I see some people, and it's funny because they'll think they're all that in a bag of chips, right? They'll say they're amazing, they're smarter than everybody else out there. They actually get jealous of people that make more, you know, that are more that are out there marketing better than they are, and they'll be out there and they'll say, well, I'm better than everybody, but nobody knows about them. They don't let anybody know about them. They just sit there and be arrogant and be broke. That's it. And you can't be that person. You do not want to ever be that person. You will be an arrogant, broke person. And all it will do is create more insecurities in yourself, and you'll become more arrogant, and eventually you'll drive more people away to where nobody wants to work with you anymore. And from time to time I run into those people, and my heart really kind of goes out to them, because it's a real, not a fun place to be. You've got to essentially be in a place where you're finding ways to provide value for people. Find any way you can to serve people. Be excited about what you do. Love what you do. Love how you go out and serve people, even in your business or in your job even. You know, don't, you know, if you're in a job right now, you know, I would be as excited as possible. I mean, make that your profession. Even if you're an entrepreneur in your business, still, I mean, if you say, hey, I make widgets for people. Yeah? Do you make, what kind of widget? You know, do you make a widget that's like the best in the world? Brag about it. You know, whatever it might be, even if you're on the assembly line of that widget. You know, and if you're in the business, you say, hey, I help people, you know, I actually bring health and wellness to those people. Great, be passionate about that. Say, man, I've helped hundreds of people do that. You know, I love the fact that I've helped thousands of people be able to become more financially free today. They've created more cash flow in their life today and more financial benefit, like real results right now, like today. I love that. It's so rare you'll ever find anybody out there that will teach about money and be able to have real benefit today. Like, it's always about 10, 15, 30 years from now. You know, maybe when you hit retirement, then you'll be financially free. I want to create financial freedom now. I don't want to wait 30, 40 years. I might be dead by then. What about today? And it doesn't mean that's going to happen overnight, but it might mean that today might mean within the next few years. I mean, if you could drastically change your life to where you go from making tens of thousands of dollars a year to hundreds of thousands, or go from hundreds of thousands a year to millions of dollars a year, holy cow, is that not worthwhile investment? By the way, if you don't just bury that into a bank, you know, into the backyard, you'll still have more money than those people that are trying to save and scrimp and hope that and pray that someone else will pay that money. Somebody else will pay them enough interest to make it. Man, take control of your own life now. And so when you do that, you like find ways to help. Be passionate about what you do. Find people to go and serve. You know, when I started Ripples, I'm almost done with a 2-year non-compete, and it's something I've wanted to honor. And I'll tell you, like, I've had to start with brand new relationships. And I reached out to people that either I knew but hadn't been in contact with for a while, people that I've heard about that I thought had a good reputation. So I'd reach out to them. And I went to those people, and I invested in tons of meals. I went to tons of lunches for a good month or two. And I'll tell you, in the first few months, I didn't make a ton of money. Now, I did go and announce on Facebook. I said, hey, I'm going to offer a discounted service about 95% less than what I was charging with the previous company I was with. I said, I'll give you that for much less. Message me. And so I got some money coming in by, you know, taking on new clients. And I told them, in exchange for getting a really deeply discounted service, one, I want a true commitment that they'll actually go and do the work, because if you don't charge enough, people tend to not value it and tend to just blow off the things I try to go have people do so they actually get results. And then secondly, I say, I want good testimonials. I want new testimonials that I can't necessarily have otherwise. And that's what I did. I started off right that way, but eventually I started building a reputation. I started to try to serve those people. In fact, when I went out to those lunches, I didn't want to just talk about my business. In fact, very little did I talk about my business. I wanted to learn more about them. I might talk to them about my philosophies on life and on money and business and stuff like that. And I'll tell you, I won a ton of raving fans because we matched philosophies. Because if you haven't noticed, I kind of matched the entrepreneur philosophy. And so, especially when I met with people that are meeting with other business owners, they said, you're awesome. You're perfect. This is exactly what my people need. And even though I was just talking about them almost the entire time. And the thing is, we create good friendships, not just business relationships. It wasn't my goal. I wanted to create real friendships. Eventually paid us over $5 million in the next couple years after that. $5 million from one relationship that we were able to serve. And we served him. We served his own close relationships. They all get excited because, for example, I had one of the coaches that worked with that guy. You know, he freed up $100,000 just in tax savings alone. He was ecstatic. In fact, he was so ecstatic he didn't even finish working with me. We didn't even finish the whole process. So there's a lot of that stuff that happens that, you know, by serving people, it gives you that launch pad. It gives you that ability to do it. And it doesn't always happen overnight, but it doesn't have to be. And so when you start to combine these two things, you take your ideas, combine it with relationships, and try to find more ways to serve people in this, it's really easy to make money without money. In fact, it is probably the best and safest way to make money, in my opinion. And the best and safest way to make money is going out there and finding ways to serve people. That is the true way to be able to make that happen. So that's what I'm going to ask you to do, to make money without money. Granted, you can use other people's money. Sure, go find ways to, you know, if you don't have the money, to help find other people to have it. But more importantly, find ways to use your ideas in a way that serves other people or solves problems for them or be able to create value for them in their lives. That is the real key to making money without money. So this is Chris Miles here. Really appreciate you being with us today. Hey, we've got one more show next week. You're going to want to be on. Trust me. We've got a great topic coming up. We've also got guests starting to come up starting at the end of this month. So we're going to start to have some amazing guests, people like Dino Watt and Tiffany Peterson and Amy Walker and Satema Ghali and people like that. It's going to be so much fun. So be sure to keep tuning in each week. So this is Chris Miles here. Like I said, it's all about living prosperously today, not 30, 40 years from now, but how do you live prosperously today to live your life and love your life? Have a great and prosperous week.